Okay, yeah. So, I woke up this morning and was on Reddit, which, like I said, I keep getting on Reddit because I'm living in a foreign country, you know, and I don't click with a lot of Americans here because a lot of times when other Americans get here, it's usually like that rich snobby type, you know, that or that stuck up basic woman that's American. So, like, I really don't click with other Americans, so I'd rather just run off alone, unless I could get lucky and find a decent person. But anyway, I got on Reddit, man, and I read this guy's post. It is like going through Reddit on how this guy, he said he was with his girlfriend, and the girlfriend had been drinking. Like I said, when you get women drunk, that's when you're gonna start getting a lot of more of the truth out of them. Like never, like it, that's when you're gonna start getting a lot more like linear conversational truth. You can get more truth out of them, but you got to go about in different ways. But when they start drinking, you usually start getting the more deeper, darker. You start getting to the actual core of what they are. And like I said, man, women, they are not, most times they're not genuinely decent creatures. I'm telling you from experiences and facts and knowledge. Like most of them, it's sugar-coated to make you feel good. But okay, anyway, the post went into he asked his girlfriend how many guys she had been with. And she said, and when she was drunk, and she admitted to saying, oh, I was, she said she was a slut back in college. So she had been with like 200 dudes back in college. And he did the math just off of 200 dudes, like that, you know, like the average size of a dick and, you know, how long it was. She had been through 10 miles of dick in college, bro. Like he'd like every thrust and all this stuff. So she ain't been pumped 10 miles full of dick, but you know, just in college alone. And like, and my thought on it was like, she was really lying about that. Or she like, cause you got to remember when you're dealing with women, see, a woman's mind only remembers the guys in situations where the guy was of any value. You see, so she wasn't counting, you know, maybe I say a good 30% more. And then on top of that, the guys who were like lining up in her DMs trying to get at her. And then on top of that, she also wasn't adding in the fact that look, she was getting railed out since she was 12. So she's not even adding all those cocks into it. So she's well into, I say that girl, she's probably at about 1,000 different men. You see. And the hard part for a lot of guys, like I say in previous videos, the hard part for a lot of guys is accepting this. You see, by the time a woman hits 19 and an average man hits 19, okay, like when I say average man, he's, you know, average height, family has average money, he's average looking. That woman is light years ahead of that guy because it's just the timing. It's the timing of the sex. It's the timing of the different genders. This is her, like she's been in her prime in these until she's gonna hit about 25, 26. So like she is gonna be just light years ahead of you. This is why it's so difficult for a 19-year-old guy to get a legitimately good-looking girl. And when he does get a girl, he's like barely holding on trying to keep her around because she is the hot commodity at this point. But no, back to the title of this video. That this brings me into the title of this video. Of every man should watch this one movie, and it sounds like some cheap clickbait. But I couldn't think of anything else to say unless I actually put the name of the title of the movie. But then it's like kind of a risque title to put into a YouTube video. So the movie every man should watch if they want to get insight on a woman's like true life, if she's even moderately attractive, if they want to get insight on her true life as far as the dating world and ability to get sex, there's this movie called Nymphomaniac. Now, it's a long movie, and it's two parts. I think it's two, it may be three parts. It's not a short movie, okay? But in my opinion, like if you're interested in seeing women's nature play out, and like and let's say like you for whatever reason like you didn't have that woman to talk to or like because I was lucky. I always had women that like I knew. And I always caught like the behind the scenes action and see what's going on. So I was lucky in that regard. But like I say, if your situation is you don't have this situation in your life, watch the movie Nymphomaniac and watch how easy it is for them. I'm telling you, like by the time a woman is 30, she's well into the thousands of cock. Unless she's like that one woman who, like, there are anomalies. Some women, okay, I will say this. The only way women don't end up in the thousand body count range by the time they're 30 is because they were in a legit faithful long-term relationship and they were married and or married. Or they genuinely do not like sex and aren't good at it and get intimidated by it. Pretty much, if she wanted sex, she's going to get sex. For a woman, finding sex is it is easier than finding clean water to drink. It's easier. Like, they're in their prime in these years. And Nymphomaniac, I kind of want to go back and watch that movie again, but I remember so much of it. It's kind of pointless to go back and watch it for me. But that movie, it follows a woman from her childhood years until the end, and it shows, and she's being honest about it. She's being completely honest. And I mean, it's not based off a true story, but when you watch it, like, I know it's true because I've dealt with women like that. You know, I've seen the behind the scenes. I've seen the parts where they don't sugarcoat it. Yeah, let me tell you this. From my experience, the only difference from an average woman, okay, let's just say any woman you'll find on Tinder, okay? The only difference from any woman you'll find on Tinder and a porn star is that the porn star is doing it on camera and the men she's doing it with nowadays are being tested for STDs. That's the only difference. That's it. And I was talking to my dad about brothels here in Prague, because I live in Prague. I don't know if this may be the first video you ever see, but I live in Prague. I'm from America originally. And I was telling my dad, like, look, you would probably be safer having sex with a brothel worker than you would having sex with, like, just a normal girl. Because, see, those brothel workers, they got to stay employed, so they got to stay sexually healthy. They got to be tested. You see what I'm saying? And then they got to use protection, or they got to choose to use protection, and they choose not to. This on them, and they lose their whole form of work. Like, so in reality, you are much better. Like, there's multiple reasons why I would say most men are better off using hookers than, like, normal women are by far more dangerous, in my opinion of it. If you really break down everything a man has to lose from dealing with a normal woman, and then everything he has to lose with dealing with a hooker. Oh, like, the hooker is by far the better option, unless you just want somebody to just, like, to genuinely talk to, and you're thinking about having kids. That's the only way I would say a hooker is not the better option. Because, like, with a normal woman, like you have so much more to lose with that. You really do, and you really have to watch your back more with that. Like I said, when I go to brothels or I get a hooker, I don't have that whole extra weight of what does her boyfriend know, and is he going to be coming over, and am I going to get a random text later, or does she poke a hole in the condom, or what if she gets pregnant? See, like, sex workers, they ain't trying to get pregnant because they trying to make money. You see what I'm saying? But see, like, sex workers, they try and make that quicker money. See, normal girls, they make a lot more money in the end, but they had to dress it up and manipulate it to get there. Whereas hookers, they just come straight in, you know, whack, $50 for sex. Where, like, normal women, they don't say $50 for sex, but it's known you got to come out some money to get sex out of that normal woman. In a lot of cases, if you got to come out with money to spend on her, or you got to come out with money to spend on yourself to look like something that she wants to get some money out of. You see what I'm saying? But, like, okay, back to the core topic. See, like, man, like, every man should watch Nymphomaniac, because, like, I don't want to spoil any part of it, but, like, it really goes into it follows a fiction. She is a fictional woman. It follows a fictional woman in her discovery of sexual feelings, trying to, and then, you know, she pretty much just asked God to have her first guy to have sex with her, and he does it. I mean, like I said, women finding sex is easier than finding water. Women with finding sex is easier than finding clean water. And it goes from that to, like, she just completely just starts to have fun with it. Because like I said, to see, this is what women like, see, to women, sex is, see, to men, sex is just like the ultimate goal with women and then done. Women, they've reached that point at a much younger age. So by the time they're grown, it's just, to them, it's more just fun to see how much I can manipulate my lifestyle at this point to them. It's not this, like, this overall end goal. The only time it could be an overall end goal is if, like, let's say you're talking to her and she likes you, but you're just refusing sex with her. Now it becomes an end goal to her to do that, a form of end goal. But if it's not that situation, see, like, sex to men, the whole reason we go out to a bar is to accomplish finding sex. I mean, I don't say to a bar. Sometimes it's called the drink. But I mean, you get what I'm saying. The whole reason we go out to clubs is for that final destination of bringing home that girl with the big tits. You see what I'm saying? Or bringing home that girl with the nice ass. That's, and see, when women go out to see exactly what they can manipulate and have fun with, and then sex is just kind of like, oh, I got to kind of do this because I had fun. I like, because she had her fun earlier. You see what I'm saying? Like, yeah, Nymphomaniac, man. Watch that movie. I say it's probably about a total of 3.5 hours, maybe going on 4. Because I think it's a 2-part movie, but you really get to follow this fictional woman in her path from like childhood on up to like, I think she's like 40 or 45, and it goes how a woman's life usually goes. You know, she starts to get picked over later on in her years, but early on in her life, it was roses. She didn't have to think about nothing. She was woman. And see, and this is another part that I think, now I know a good friend of mine. Now he did end up getting a girlfriend young. He got married young and a girlfriend was hot, blah, blah, blah. And they got kids now. But see, like what I'm afraid of with him is that, see, if a guy is successful too young, I think that is probably just as bad as never being successful. I think it's probably worse than never being successful if he was successful too quick. Because like I don't know if I ever mentioned this in videos, but like, okay, getting married, what I see a lot of time, a lot of habits I see in men, not every time, but a lot of habits I see in men is this. If they get married, they go to the military or they go to prison. Whatever age they were when they went into that is the age that they are when they get out of it. Not every time, but a lot of times that's what I see. And especially if the guy got married when he was younger, whatever age he was in that, that's the age he's going to be when he gets out of it. As far as like bouncing back into the real world and having to, you know, maneuver in the real world again, that's what he's going to do. And like, like, I'm happy for him because, yeah, he did win at a young age and he's doing all this. But see, like, the reality of it is, see, okay, so theoretically, like, I did not win at a young age. Like, I was I was a beta in those years. But see, like, I grew from my perspective. I grew. See, I learned women's nature. And see, I learned how to read between the lines of women. I learned all the little things. Let's say, for instance, like let's say if you're married or you got a long-term girlfriend, and your profile picture is you with all up in her face grinning and cheesing, and her profile picture is alone trying to look good and smiling. See, that no. See, now I know. But when I see, like I said, but when I was 20, 21, 22, I was like, oh, well, she just does what she wants to do. You see what I'm saying? See, like, that's what I'm talking about. It's like you see, it's the little, see, with women, it's the little things you have to read into. And men, though, we don't like to look into little things. All we want to see is that we got woman done, you see? But see, like I said previously, it's like when you're with a woman, man, and you want like genuine respect out of her, you will it is a constant tug of war battle. It very rarely ever comes to an end. I say the only time it's not a tug of war battle is if you are clearly above her in the sexual dating market. That's the only time I would say that's about the only time you won't have to do the whole tug of war thing with her. But if you're like anywhere near close to equal with it, or if she's really above you, it's going to be a constant tug of war and reassuring that you're like, you know, you're a man of value to her. And it's never going to stop. But yeah, like, so like I said, when you get with a woman, go back to the very start of this video and the guy's post I read on Reddit, like you have to remember, man, like women's prime. Like, I mean, I don't care how much feminism tries to tell you. Look, that is just not the reality of it. Okay. The reality of it is they have much more access at younger ages. It just is what it is. They have much more access because they are. You see what I'm saying? That's all, because they are. It doesn't, they never have to think. The only time they might want to think is when they think they can rearrange some part of their body or face to appeal to more men. You see, this is why once a woman figures out she's sexually attractive, usually most of her intelligence comes to a halt because her biological reasoning has been achieved, you know, attract men. You see what I'm saying? And then they usually don't grow in intelligence until after that time period's up. And it's like, oh, well, now I know how to think and be a decent person and laugh and talk. And, you know, you see, that's when that kicks back on. But yeah, like, so this is why I say, man, look, by the time you are dating a woman, let's say by the time you're 18, 19, 20 and dating a woman, well, the reality of it is by the time a man is 18, 19, 20, and if he didn't have anything significantly above average to offer, she's not going to pay him attention for too long unless he's just nice. And we know where nice gets you. But you got to remember, man, like, see, that woman she's been sneaking boys over since she was 15. She's been sneaking out, getting railed out behind her. Her parents just didn't find out till she was 15. She had been doing it since she was 11 or 12. Okay. That is just the reality of it. It's just the reality of it. And every woman who I've ever been with, when we get to talking about it, and I have this weird way of getting girls to tell me like deeper, dark. I have a weird way of people of getting them to tell me deeper, darker sides of them. It never fails. Most women started, usually, I'd say probably before, younger than 10. Most women started like experimenting with themselves, like legit, not like guys. Like guys, like we just seem to kind of play with it. Like women, they start experimenting with like crazy stuff. I know, I say probably around 10 most times. Even with the girlfriends who I had, they were like hooked on heroin. Like they told me stories when they were like little girls, they would sneak and get syringes and fill them with water and just inject it into them. Like women are much more creative than there was a psychological study on this where like little boys being violent versus little girls being violent against like blow up dolls, not like sex dolls, but like, you know, like the clown that when you hit it, it would like fall down and come back up. Women would do like women's imaginations were just off the charts compared to boys. Boys would just pretty much result to just keep punching the dummy. Whereas girls, they would find like books and then slam it on the dummy's head. They would climb things and then jump on a dummy. They would like they got far more. They would close the dummy's head, the door. Their imaginations got, see, to a woman, this is why I say, man, see, to a woman, it's more about the adventure in doing it and finding new things and doing something versus just doing something. You see, for men, we're happy just having sex. Where women, a lot of times, in a lot of cases, women, they're more excited by the adventure of trying something new. So for all you guys who know, who have gotten with women and you're like sexually adventurous, see, women, usually they either completely love it or they completely reject it. And usually the reason why women reject adventurous sex is because they're really self-conscious that you're going to either find somebody better than them that can do it better than them, or they're not going to be good at it. So that's usually why they reject adventurous sex. But if you're a guy and you know women who do adventurous sex, they will always tell you the best lovers they had were the ones who were willing to try the most different things to a woman. Because that's what excites them. It really, because see, men, we finally grow, know what we like it, and then we're just kind of like done. A lot of times, that's what we are. But yeah, that's my video. I'm ranting too long.